Space, the final frontier. Space Station Ashlyn sits on the edge of Federation space with its companion ship, the USS Delamis Christian. The space around them is full of mystery and strange wonders, where secrets are kept and danger lurks around every corner. The crew of the Delamis Christian must navigate treacherous waters as they work to protect the Federation. But as they peer into the unknown, they will discover that the line between friend and foe is not always clear. They will be tested like never before, and will face challenges that will push them to their limits. Join us on this adventure as we explore the farthest reaches of space and uncover the hidden truths that lie within the shadows. Tabletop Journeys presents Star Trek: Preservations. Last time on Star Trek Preservations.
So I figured we'd all take the same shuttle down and then go our separate ways once on the planet. Me and Najar to the governor's office, and then Ocean and the other security team off into the sneaky underworld.
This one seems like a lot less fun than the last one.
No, they can't all be a tropical paradise, Ensign.
And you exit the turbo lift. You're in the lobby. There is a secretary there. It is a Sunian android. And it is, of course, the non-sentient variety. She takes her sip, cap bottle, puts it back. Have a seat. Now we can be friends. If you're willing to take what I was giving you and give it back, then you are definitely Starfleet personnel I am willing to treat with. How can we actually be of help here on Saltech 4? So, we're back from the scene reversal. The lights are out in this office building. We've got part of the party on the shuttle making their way to rooftop for an extraction, and the team in the office building has to contend with potential threats as they to go up to the roof. They are on the third floor of this building. There is a fourth floor and then the roof. As I described in the previous scene, the section you are in is at one end of the hall. The turbo lift is about halfway down the hall, and then at the far end is the stairwell to the upper level. With that, you are in the room. The door has not quite opened. The lights are off. How do you wish to begin? And if I recall correctly, I left this with, it is the player's initiative. They get to make the first move.
Correct.
Before we go, I want to approach Commander Ocean. Commander, how do you wish me to approach this? Just to let you know, I grew up under the Cardassian occupation, transferred to Starfleet from the Bajoran militia. So the question I'm asking is, do you want me to approach this as a Bajoran resistance or Starfleet security? One generally involves more property damage than the other.
We are Starfleet. We will remember that. We have to set an example, and we will continue to do so.
Understood, sir. I made a promise when I joined Starfleet, I would act according to Starfleet ideals, and that I would not revert to the way I did when I was in the Resistance without my CO's permission. That's why I asked. But I knew your daughter's involved, so I wanted to make certain how you wanted to proceed.
I look at Asar as I say this. My daughter is Starfleet as well. She understands the risk and the methods.
Understood, sir.
For her part, Asara looks at you, and she simply says, "An Andorian is as good as their word. If you made an oath to Starfleet, then that's what I would expect that you would continue." And then at this point, the witness says, "I, for one, would prefer that you do whatever you got to do to keep me alive. I'm just saying, I really don't care."
They're not mutually exclusive.
Okay. If you say so.
I'll take point in the hall. As I go out into the hallway, look both ways, obviously. I have my phaser in my right hand. I have a tricorder in my left. I'm scanning for life signs to see what's coming at us.
Okay. Because you're dividing attention, that's going to be a challenge in and of itself. So I would say that's going to be a 2. Not significantly hard. You're security trained, so these are the kinds of on-your-feet decisions you would make, but it is still a divided attention kind of moment.
Since the commander is doing the tricorder, I'm going to pay attention to essentially my 5 senses when moving down the hallway then.
Excellent. I will allow you an assist with this particular role under that circumstance, because this is a role to do both things. So while you're primarily focused on one, that's going to be helpful. Go ahead with your role, standard complication range 20.
Okay. And we said that we're at 3
momentum, 6 threat.
All right. I'm going to spend one of them to get the next guy. And 3 successes.
All right. So that's going to be 1 momentum back in the pool.
What did you roll so that I can roll the same thing for the assist?
I rolled it against control and security.
If you're using your 5 senses as you described, I think that would more likely be insight security.
Okay. No problem. That is a success.
Excellent. So that's going to be an additional momentum to the pool. You are successfully able to recognize there are 4 in your immediate vicinity, 2 on this floor, 2 on the next floor, and your scan cannot scan the roof.
Okay. 2 on the floor below us, you said?
No, 2 on the floor you're on.
Yes.
2 on the floor above you, and that's as far as you can scan up, and there are nobody on the floor below you.
Okay, let's see. Trying to think, I don't want to gather more information while we have the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a good question, so no. But I guess we will move. It's a hallway, so there really isn't much that we can do except move quickly and as quietly as possible.
Okay.
Do we have a sense? Oh, that could be the extra gather information. Exactly where on the floor are they? Are they in a room? Are they right around the corner? Can we determine exactly when they're going to round the corner? Are they waiting for us?
Sure. So you can tell that there's one in a room directly across from the turbo lift. There is one around the corner that's at the stairwell. So the stairwell is straight ahead. There's a corner right before that. There's one around that corner. And those are the two that are on that floor. As far as the ones above you, there's one waiting in front of the turbo lift. And there's one waiting, similar positioning at the stairwell.
Okay. So I will silently do the hold up one finger, point down, pack to the elevator, off to the left, so that everybody knows where we are. I use hand signs to convey that. And then I think what I'm going to do...
Actually, I'll whisper to the commander, "Do you want me to lay down cover fire while you make a run for the stairway?"
Be ready to. So instead, what I want to do is I will take out a small coin, because I'm expecting that on a DMZ world, I would have had a pocket of change for paying for certain things.
Sure.
And I will pitch one so it hits the wall, like just clatters very close to where the guy around the corner is.
Yep.
And I'm going to get ready to shoot him as soon as he pokes his head out.
They were waiting. So basically a round has gone by. You did your turn to see what's going on. Next turn, you make that distraction. I'll call that a free action. But can you give me a roll? Because you're attempting to deceive that individual.
Yep.
And this is more to see if he falls for it more than anything else. Right. It's going to be an imposed. Actually, he would make the roll, right? Because he's setting the difficulty for how difficult it is for you to deceive him.
You could do an opposed roll?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Like, you're acting, so he's the reactive, so he sets the difficulty. Okay. Let me go ahead and make that roll. It's only going to be a two die. I'm not spending any threat for it.
But we should roll simultaneously, so that way Adam doesn't know the difficulty.
Yep.
Okay. I've made my roll already. I'm not going to touch it, but you go ahead and roll because I haven't told you what it was yet.
Okay. And I have a focus in strategy and tactics. I don't know if this that would apply.
It absolutely would.
Okay. Good. I'll spend the momentum again to grab the extra die. Two successes.
Okay. He has two successes as well, where he is the reactive player. I believe Ty would go to him, if I'm correct in that, Joe? No,
Ty goes to the Adam, threw the coin, did the thing.
Okay. All right, in that case, he immediately steps out and looking for where the noise came from, and he's there. That was his action. It is the player's turn again, because he was not ready to fire. He's not that on point. He's not that good. He's obviously doesn't look like a hardened criminal. This is a Andorian, fairly young, looks relatively brash. He does have a blade, actually in a kind of like a chest holster, but he is holding some kind of makeshift phaser type of weapon. Okay. Doesn't look like a disruptor. It looks like a phaser.
Sounds good. Phasers will be on stun by default.
Okay.
And I'm going to...
You already acted. You could certainly take momentum to act again. Yep. So this would be players...
So I can go ahead and fire. Yep, I will go ahead and...
He is long range, by the way.
All right. So what does that mean as far as firing goes?
Your weapon would probably say short or medium for its regular range. I'm not sure which it would be, but it would be one more difficult if he's longer than your standard range.
Okay. Then I will spend a momentum to gain an extra dice.
Glenn?
Yes, Glenn?
I just wanted to query how long the hallway was, if Ocean threw a coin to reach the wall near it versus far zone. Range.
Yeah, it's by zone, and coins can go pretty far. I can fling a coin a good clip down the hall.
All right. And what are the attribute and discipline for firing phasers?
Typically control and security, but anybody can go ahead and give me some other mechanics if that's something that they felt strongly about.
I am fine with control security. And I have focus and phasers.
Sweet.
All right. I have a 15, a 1, and a 4. So that is actually 4 successes because I have a security of 4.
All right. So it would normally have been 2 plus the 1 for the range makes that 3. You got 4, so you pick up 1 momentum. And your damage, please, sir.
All right. 6 points with 1 delta.
All right. So you successfully strike the Andorian syndicate member. They are stunned. Your effect, they fall over and bump their head on the wall as they go down. Blood on the wall where they hit their head as they fell. And at this point, we're going to go to those flying. At the shuttle, Lusan is piloting. He's going to be bringing you in. And is there anything you wish to do as you're taking off at this point, Captain Tobor and Lieutenant Najjar?
Najjar, I'll let go first.
As we're in a standard shuttle as opposed to a runabout, do I still have access to a small armory with phaser rifles in it? Going into a hostile situation, Najjar would be arming himself and making sure he's prepared.
You can certainly add me some threat and pretty easily grab a rifle.
How many threat are we talking?
I believe the standard would be 3, but you were expecting some kind of activity, so I will let it go at 2.
Escalation cost of a phaser rifle is 2.
Since you're already offering me a discount of 1 because we were coming into a combat or potentially hostile situation, then since it's only 2, that means it's only 1. Right?
That is a great theory, but I just thought that 2 made sense for the scene. So, as it turns out, the rule book did as well. Good try.
Very well, then. You can have 2 threat so that Najjar can equip himself with a phaser rifle And oh, we probably didn't bring armor.
Equipped with
Captain,
rifle.
You want a phaser rifle? I'm spinning thread already. You could have one too.
I'm okay right now.
Okay.
As you're flying, Lusan will say, is this one of those we're going with the cargo bay doors open?
Yep.
Najjar's already posted up by those doors, and he just looks back and smiles.
Excellent.
We'll open it when we get there, but yep. We have rooftop extraction protocol 14, Mr. Lusan.
We can go with the under opening.
Oh, there's too many people coming in hot. We need the ramp.
Roger that, sir.
Very good. And I'll get on the comm to air traffic control. This is my action.
Celtec 4, air traffic control. This is 4567. How may I assist you today?
4567, this is Commander Sabian Tobor of the USS Delamis Christian. We are in the process of extracting a team of security officers that are under fire. Please divert all air traffic away from city center at these coordinates.
Of course. The voice comes back to you and says, instructions have been transmitted. As per protocol, we have also notified Starfleet Security in orbit so they can lend assistance if need be. Are there any other questions or requests today?
Once we extract the team from this location, we will be delivering them to the courthouse. Please let anyone who needs to know of our flight plan as filed. Flick over our flight plan. It's drawn on a napkin, like spaceport here, courthouse.
Of course. Thank you for contacting Air Traffic Control. Celtec 4 welcomes you.
And very good. Christian out.
Excellent. With that, we go back to the hallway. It is the player's turn. Your daughter has a hand under the arm of the witness so that she can follow closely. She has a phaser out as well and is prepared to fire as a target presents itself.
I'll lead the group to the stairwell door.
As you get about halfway down the hall, the other person turns the corner. There are multiple targets. They're going to fire whoever's in the lead. That happens to be you, sir. They are going to spend a threat because they are here to do some business. That's going to be three successes. And this is going to be... Ooh, that's poor. You take two stress. He does have two effects. Your tricorder seems to have been damaged in the shot. And it is the players you led with movement. Alana?
All right. I am going to fire at the individual who fired at my CO.
Okay.
Question about weapons.
Yes.
Setting the phaser to intense.
Is that a minor action use of the charge ability?
Does that take my turn?
No.
You get one minor action, one major action.
Is that the equivalent of setting it to heavy stun?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I wasn't setting it to kill. So I do want to set it to intense.
Fair enough. Done.
I will spend a... How much momentum do we have?
You have three.
All right, I will spend a momentum.
Okay.
I have three successes.
All right, that will hit. That will also give you one momentum back and your challenge dice, sir.
All right. Another six with one delta.
So with the intense ability, for each delta you roll increases the amount of momentum to avoid the injury. So
yeah,
if you want to avoid the injury, it would cost him three instead of two.
Yeah. The beauty is these were minors, so they don't get the ability to do that anyway, which is why hitting over five is pretty much all you needed to do. But he falls down. Did you have any deltas with yours?
I had one delta.
Okay. In this particular case, you see a communicator fall from his pocket as he hits the ground.
Okay.
And the hull is clear.
One request to shift up to the Delamis Christian real quick. On the bridge, as this is going on, as the ship detects the shuttle taking off, Tanari will move quietly over to the tactical station and order the ensign there. Do a quick scan to see if they can discover where the field that's blocking the transporters is coming from, and order the tactical station to target where it's coming from, but they are not to fire without my explicit command.
Oh, that is absolutely brilliant. I love that. First of all, what are your specific values that play? Because this is me wants to give you determination. Cool.
My ship is my family.
Done. Determination handed over, sir. Well done. All right.
I've been thinking about it, and there's no way Tanari would let them go without some kind of cover.
Absolutely. You have... The Lamas Christian has all kinds of sensors. I absolutely believe in this particular situation, it would have been a 3, I believe, with your sensor suites. That drops it to a 2 for you, if I am correct in that assessment, Joe. Am I right on that?
We've got the high-resolution sensors that, instead of reducing difficulty, gives us extra momentum. When we do okay. The scan.
All right. In that case, so it's still a 3, and you also have your bonus determination, which you can use however you'd like, if need be. It is you giving the order... So security is definitely doing it, which means the ship is going to assist. But if you would care to make that roll, sir.
Okay, then go ahead and spend a determination for... You said it's difficulty 3?
Yes. You could always spend the determination to have that automatic success, which gives you a critical. That would knock out 2 of those successes to begin with. Probably the best use of that kind of a bonus.
Tanari would spend that determination for that, yes.
Absolutely. Okay, done.
Then he will also spend a momentum for the extra dice. What's my target number then for this security?
We have an exceptional crew, so 13.
Okay. Okay, I have a success and a 20.
You have a complication. You have determined the location where this has been set up. The complication is the place that is creating this field is the security station that you're parked next to.
So we'd be firing on a Federation outpost.
Sir, you are correct, sir.
All right.
I was really hoping to not have to reveal that twist until later, but good job, Tanari.
We did already know it was a Starfleet facility, or at least the people that are there do. But Tanari's not. Neither am I or Commander Tobor, but it had come up in the last one, based on the creation of the structure, that it was a Starfleet building.
Then I will ask the ensign, how fast can you have a fix on that location?
Your ensign, because you have such a great crew, will simply ask the question, do you want them to know we're doing it? Or
no.
Do you want them to not know we're doing it, sir?
I want them to not know we're doing it. I do not want a diplomatic incident until we absolutely have to have one.
Sir, you give me 5 minutes and get one of our security personnel and a good pilot access to another shuttle, and I can park our shuttle right near where it needs to be, where the shot needs to be, effectively using our shuttle to paint the target. The
captain might not have 5 minutes.
I can make it faster if you give the word, sir.
Lee?
Yes?
Can I spend a momentum to interject as one of the other characters on the bridge?
Absolutely.
To pin the captain's yeoman, who's standing there, goes, Lieutenant, why do we not just call Lieutenant Commander Janok and ask him to turn it off?
I'm considering options. That will be our first action if we need to.
Very good, sir.
You want a pilot and a security personnel to get into position? Is that correct, Lieutenant Tanari?
I want to have them in the shuttle bay ready to go.
Done. There's personnel scrambling to be ready to do that. Next round, we'll make some rolls to see if they get there in a timely manner. That brings us back to the planet. We're in the building. We are going up the stairwell, or are you taking the turbo lift?
No, we're not taking the turbo lift, because I think we've established that the power being off is going to cause issues with that. So we are looking at the stairs.
All right.
So
you're moving up the stairs. As you're going past, Asara picks up the communicator, and she turns the volume up loud enough so your group can hear it if need be.
Okay.
Alana's going to head up first to try to check out the danger going up the stairs.
So there's no danger in the stairwell. You can go right to the roof by bypassing the next floor, or you can deal with whatever is on that floor. That choice is yours.
So Alana and I have done the, I get to the door, I secure the door.
Yep.
They go in,
they go up.
Escorts go in, and I follow. So yep. As we pass that next floor, the door that leads to the stairwell, I want to use my phaser to basically solder the door shut.
Okay. That would be a control engineering task.
Control engineering.
Difficulty 2 to create the advantage, right, of sealed.
I will spend a momentum to get the extra die.
Ooh, 0 momentum for the players.
And I do have a focus in jury rigging.
Excellent. That will definitely apply.
Yep.
Soldering a door shut is not a standard lock.
Yep. Control engineering with a 15. So I got 4 successes because I got a natural 1.
Sweet. 2 momentum come back. The door seems to be sealed. You hear commotion on the floor. You also hear through your device, they've sealed us in on the 4th floor. They must be going somewhere. I don't know if they're going up or down. And you hear this reply. We have this under control. I am taking from my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 threat and spending another 2 for something that the players cannot see as of yet. All right. And Dave, you had a question or comment?
As we go up the stairs, I'm going to use my phaser to phaser off part of the stairs so they can't follow us.
Similar role? Yep. Nobody will be climbing the stairs after you, that's for certain.
Had to dip into the Bajoran property damage.
Well, Alana never said which one had more property damage, let's be fair.
Yeah, yeah, the Bajoran side makes certain people are on the stairs as I cut it. All right, I will spend a momentum to gain an extra dice.
Got it. Same, similar technique. It is going to be a 2. I will, however, increase the complication range to a 19, as this is way out there.
And I have a question, because this may be pushing it. Alana has a focus in hazardous environments. Does that count for creating a hazardous environment?
I don't think so. It's creating an obstruction, but it's not a hazardous environment in and of itself.
It was worth asking.
Unless, of course, you're saying you want to make it weak, so when they walk on it, they fall. But that's all. That then I might say that applies. That's a choice of what you're doing. But that is a whole escalation level.
Let me just go ahead and cut making it weak so it hurts people. That's Bajoran level, not Starfleet level.
Okay, fair enough.
Two successes.
Excellent. No complications.
No 20s.
19 was the extended range on the complication.
Nope. Close. I got an 18, but...
Dang it! That was going to be a fun one. The stairs clang, huge bangity bangs as a section of staircase just drops from its position. Nobody can follow your path at this point to the roof. You have the door in front of you to open to the roof. We're going to flip to the shuttle. As you are approaching, you can see the building that you're headed to on your screen, which is basically showing you a visual. It's not terribly far. You'll be there within the round. However, you also notice that there is one solo craft, which is coming up from another building and moving towards the intercept course with your ship. And your targeting systems have identified a pair of individuals with some sort of device on an alternate roof, and they seem to be turning this device towards your ship. It is the player's turn.
Captain?
Evasive maneuvers, Mr. Lusson. I give him the direct task so I can assist him with my command roll.
Excellent. And he will roll. He clearly has a focus at this.
Captain, do you need me on the tactical systems, or should I remain by the door to clear the roof when we land?
I've got this.
Understood.
Lusson has 4 successes.
And I give him a 5th on this assist.
Excellent. So that is three. You are maxed out on momentum. He has created the evasive action maneuver with the ship. Oh, actually, got a roll for the ship as well. Adam, would you be kind enough to roll for the ship? And you would be going with?
Standard Mark 9 shuttlecraft. I think probably engines con.
It would be engines con.
I rolled an 18.
Okay. Eight would have been the target number. He has created that difficulty, so it is one more difficult for them to shoot at you. And that is the player side. Is any momentum going to be spent to keep the initiative for the players?
So we're at six, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, let's spend two to keep the initiative.
Wonderful. And are you taking it, or Najjar, are you going to do something while you're there? You are at the door. You're close enough where Lusan has opened the door, so you have the ability, with some difficulty, to deal with the people pointing the device at you from the rooftop.
Okay, cool. I did not know we had the doors open already, or that they would be pointed in a useful direction. How far away are they?
It's exciting to have it pointed in a useful direction. Of course they are. They are long distance away.
Okay, with a quick assessment. Does one appear to be assisting and one appear to be controlling?
As a matter of fact, yes. They are using some form of micro-torpedo launcher.
Okay. The guy with the trigger is the guy that I'm targeting with my stun. They're far enough away. I'm not trying to widen it and get them both or anything. I'm just trying to focus in on the one dude.
Okay. Your difficulty as a long shot would be three. They also have partial cover because they're on a rooftop with a ledge, that kind of thing. So you are
above them, though?
They're actually on par. You're flying through the city. You're not flying up high. You're flying kind of lowish.
So they have partial cover. Does that make it a difficulty five?
Nope. They're partial cover, and the distance is going to make it a difficulty four shot.
Okay. So I will buy one die with threat, another die with two momentum for four dice.
Okay.
And we're going to hope that they all stay under 17.
All righty.
Take a moment, deep breath, let it out slowly.
So you take the moment to aim, which is your minor action, so you can reroll one of those.
Nice. I also get a reroll from my bold security.
Excellent. I would have probably given you that because you actually said, I'm going to take a moment, breathe deep. That was well role-played to get that mechanical advantage.
Yeah, that was the next words out, was to find my aim, then slowly squeeze the trigger. So practicing a long-distance marksmanship and all that. Ho-ho, Nelly! Okay, I have good news. I have four successes because one of them's a critical.
Excellent. No momentum is gained. You have struck the target. Please, your damage, sir.
All right. And how many damage dice was it for the rifle?
Type 3 rifle is 4 plus your security.
Okay, so 9.
This one's going to hurt.
Okay, so I've got on my first 6, 3 ones and a 2, a 4 and a delta. A delta's a 6, right?
Correct.
And then I got 3 more to go. So far that's 4 ones and 2s and a delta. Another 2 and another delta.
So 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9.
All right.
By my math.
All right. You strike the person who's on the trigger of the device. They seize up and fall. Your effects cause the other person to drop the micro-torpedo. It's teetering on the edge of the wall.
I was going to say, can we spend 2 momentum to have the torpedo launcher go flying off the edge of the building down into the city street below?
You absolutely can. Done. No momentum. The torpedo launcher is no longer viable. You do have a micro torpedo sitting at the top of a five-story building.
It was never mounted into the launcher, so it shouldn't be armed.
In theory. But it is going to take a 5-story drop, so let's hope this makeshift micro torpedo was made securely. Lest when it lands, whoo, that could be bad. And we're back to the roof, at the door. Alana, you're at the door first, based on what we were doing before. Ocean, I assume your daughter and the witness are in between the two of you at this point.
Yes,
with you taking the rear. Okay. You hear commotion at the bottom. You can assume they're getting ready to breach, but you have made it more difficult for them to do so.
All right.
Yep. How many floors were there? We're at the fourth floor now.
No, you're at the roof entrance, so you're above the fourth floor.
Okay.
Basically, there's a little pillbox on the roof. You've got to open the door from that little pillbox to get out.
I had forgotten how many floors the building had. So we're on the roof. Is there anything up here that can be used to further barricade the door?
No, because it is literally a staircase to that pillbox and an exit.
But there's nothing on the roof that could be used. You'd have to
get on the roof to see it. You're not out on the roof yet. Okay. You're at the door waiting to exit. So
sounds good.
Is the door locked?
No. Nope, not locked.
Good. Then just open the door.
Rushing wind, as it's a particularly windy day on Saltec 4.
As much as I would love to have just kicked the door open for that action movie effect.
On the top of this roof, basically breaking up the various zones on the roof, the place that's open enough for the shuttle to land is at long distance on the roof, basically the opposite side of the roof from you. Breaking up each zone is a series of EPS conduit piping that's raised above the ground, probably knee level, creating either structures that can be used for cover, kinda, or difficulty crossing one zone to another. So a straight run, you could only get basically into the next zone. You couldn't get through a zone entirely. And those are basically every zone. So there's basically an obstruction at the end of short range, the end of medium range. Yeah, you can't sprint to where the shuttle can land. There is no actual shuttle pad up here.
Can we get halfway there and get cover, or is this about the only cover we're going to get?
Those EPS conduits are about the only cover between you and where you need to get. Behind you, there are different things that you could use for cover, but nothing particularly.
Now I'll move further away.
Sir, I suggest we move as fast as we can while we can.
All right. I assume everybody's going to move as quickly as possible. We'll move you to the end. If you would like to make a fitness roll of some kind, a fitness. Fitness security, fitness con, whichever you think would work best. I would allow you to, at a difficulty of 2, to get into the next zone if you'd like to start.
Is this each person's going to have to make this roll?
Correct.
Each person, including our witness. Yes.
Yep. And Alana's is going to be slightly more difficult because she's dragging a witness who's not moving as quickly as the rest of you are.
Okay. If that's the case, yeah, I know what I'm going to do. Difficulty 2, you said?
Yep.
15 won't, but I got a natural 1, so that's 2.
Okay, so 2 successes?
Yep.
All right, you clear?
And then I'm going to spend a point of determination and say to my daughter, follow my lead, which is one of my talents. Because her difficulty is higher, I can assist her with her next action using my presence and command.
Awesome. We'll roll her at this point. She is going to roll. Hers is a 3. She's got 2 dice. Would you like her to add 1 threat to get that extra die?
No, because I'm basically going to be helping her.
Okay, sounds good. She has a critical success and a complication.
Okay, and I have 1 success from my assistance.
All right, so she is successful in getting there. She drags him along with. The complication is, as they go, the door closed and grabbed his cloak. He is now exposed to the air and can be identified. But she made it the distance. Alana, would you care to roll?
Okay, you said I had an increased complication, or was it?
No, I'm sorry. Asara had the increased complication. You have a standard 2 roll.
All right, then, again, I'm just going to go ahead and ask, does this count for hazardous environment?
No, not really. Typically, hazardous environment would mean can't breathe, or there's extreme pressure, extreme heat, extreme cold, something of that nature.
Or battlefield environment.
Correct.
Bombs going off. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That has not happened yet. Yeah.
give it a round or 2.
Hold that thought.
Then I'm going to go ahead and how much momentum do we have?
0.
I will spend a threat to get a 3rd dice.
You got it. 6.
Yep. 2 successes.
You got it. You are there. Back to the ship. You have 2 things happening. You have a ship bearing down on you, You have a micro-torpedo about to fall to the streets below, and you have your people on a rooftop not far from you. Captain Tobor, what would you have your pilot do?
Hold her steady, Mr. Luson. I slide over the tactical seat, and I bring up the weapons targeting system, and I lock on to the approaching vessel. Unidentified vessel, this is Starfleet Shuttlecraft 8285. You are in restricted airspace. Disengage or we will fire. And I take aim.
I assume you're with that speaking, which would effectively be a free action in this case. You basically holding your action to react to whatever they choose to do. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Excellent. Luson is moving steady towards the rooftop. The enemy turns away from you towards the roof and takes a shot at the party on the roof.
Ooh. Well, that wasn't exactly what I was going to do. So I will flip in and try and expand the shuttle shields.
You're not close enough to cover that because basically they are between you and that roof. They were facing off against you. You said turn away, so they turned away and targeted them and fired. So from your perspective, you see them turning away.
Right.
You won't know anything until they fire unless you're giving me threat to pick up some additional information somehow.
No, I have to let them shoot first. I'm Starfleet.
All right. With that, they are going to shoot first. I'm going to take out my Kirk dice to do this. They are going to spend threat.
So, Lee, considering the fact that one of my values is Starfleet's more than the uniform, would that complicate the scene, like letting them have the first shot because we're Starfleet, we don't shoot first?
So you won't know that they're shooting until they shoot because you didn't spend anything to pick up that information. They're not doing a target lock or anything like that. They actually followed your orders. You said turn away. They turned away. By turning away, that put them in their sights. The previous complication allowed the target to be identifiable. So now they're firing. I am spending three threat, leaving three threat. So I've got four dice to fire on the roof. For them, this shot is going to be a four because they're a big ship firing at little people on a roof, and there is cover. And their complication range is increased as well. It's going to be a 17. They fire. They miss. They did complicate matters with a natural 20, and they take out the pillbox roof that explodes. And you can hear the screams of additional enemies in that pillbox roof trying to breach that door as they took out their own people. That is their turn. You have seen them fire on your people on the roof. It is now the player's turn. You are all together now in your various places. In this particular moment, we have had Adam's character act, Asara acted, Alana has acted, and Tobor. You have a reserved action. You saw them fire. They turned away from you, but they fired on your people. I assume that would qualify for your reserved action.
That would qualify. Do we have a momentum at this point?
You do not.
All right, I'll spend one threat to activate my talent of I've done the reading. While we were prepping for this, I made sure I knew all the angles and lines of attack and lines of fire, so I'll be using science instead of security with my ship's phaser focus in order to try to target the enemy vessel and disable it.
All right.
I am going to roll the two dice because we're not more than...
You're close range.
Control science. That'll be three successes.
You hit your damage, sir.
That will be five stress to the shield before it hits their resistance.
So at this point, their ship takes the hit. They actually veer off and go away. They're not fighting a Starfleet vessel. A lot of people are brave. Right up until they get punched in the mouth, y'all just punch them in the mouth. They are leaving, and they don't even fire again. They did their thing, and they're taken off.
Regenerate a momentum?
I believe you did.
Yeah.
Cool. Can I spend a momentum to keep the initiative?
You may.
Okay. Then the camera pans back to Najjar by the open doors back there, and he's got a grease pencil, and there's numbers all over the wall beside him as he's been frantically doing math, and he twists the dial on his phaser rifle, turning it down to the lowest setting, and then takes careful aim at the torpedo.
Okay.
It should be okay. I did the math.
May I ask, just so I know, what is your intent with this?
Very low setting. It is a light beam, but it does have energy involved that burns and has an impact because it takes enemy combatants off of their feet. For the shot to be low powered enough, i.e. low stun setting, but knock it backwards so that it doesn't go off the edge of the building. Worst case scenario, it goes off. That's better than a street level detonation. That's Najjar's theory.
Okay.
Make I would say that's a complication range of 5 there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Thanks for the help, Joe.
Oh, I was going there. Rest assured, I was going there. Yeah, your complication range is going to be 5, but your difficulty to make the shot is only a 3.
All right. I will spend a threat to get another die.
All right.
And that gets me bold security. But I am also aiming with my minor action for the extra reroll.
You got it?
3 dice. 2 rerolls. And it's a good thing I've got the 2 rerolls, because one of those is a nat 20, and the other one is a 17. Whew! But now I've got a 1 and a 7 instead, so I have 4 successes.
All right, so that's going to get you momentum. You hit that, it pops up in the air, and actually pops the syndicate member right in the face, knocks them cold out, they fall back, and the micro-torpedo's cradled softly in their gut. Luson, every one of his eyes just turns. He's like, that might be the greatest shot in the history of great shots. And then he goes back to his task. With that, all of your enemies have been dealt with. You're able to land. You're able to get people on. You're able to go.
On the Dalamis Christian.
Yep.
Once Tanari sees this, he's going to tell the tactical officer, get that shuttlecraft in a tractor beam.
Aye, sir.
It's a damaged shuttlecraft. We can't let it hit a building. Or at least that's what we're going to tell the local authorities.
Your helm takes the Dalamis Christian, which is not particularly good for landing, but it is small enough where it can do not well, and it creates some issues. It literally just leaves orbit to get into tractor range. Tractors... and comes back up. There's big sonic booms. Y'all are getting on your shuttle. You can see the Dalamis Christian coming in atmosphere. All the flames and the fire and the smoke as it like streaks at a 3/4 impulse to get there quick and pop right back out using some additional momentum. People on the street are like, it's a whole spectacle. You've successfully tractored this vessel. You're being hailed from the security station at this time. I don't have quite enough for a scene reversal, but I think at this point, the major action beats are covered, unless anybody had anything else they wanted to do action-wise in this moment.
No, get everyone in the shuttle and okay. Shuttle off the ground.
We're going to fast forward. You've captured some folks. There's some additional Starfleet orders. There's some questioning going to be made of the security folks on the security station. As you're walking into the courthouse, Asara transfers to her father's pad some details from the communicator that she has. And it basically is confirmation that the people in that building were communicating with the security station in orbit. And she steps into court. You are all there. It takes a little bit. There's some hustle and bustle. Gives everybody time to be in Starfleet uniform. I'm assuming all the primary characters would be involved in being present for this. You see the individual who's being tried is a older Andorian. Actually, he's fairly rotund. Doesn't look like he's seen an Ushan fight in probably 2 to 3 decades. But he is definitely filled with largesse and not in keeping with the 10 tenets of Andor. The court case is about to begin. Sara is starting her interrogation of the witness. You can see the bad guys effectively very upset that this has happened. You can see the judge seems to be pleased that the case was brought to bear. Sara's bosses are very pleased. The governor is in the courtroom. She is very pleased. There's a lot of just normal citizens that are very happy that this is happening. Villains are being brought to justice. And Asara is prosecuting. It's a silent scene. You don't really hear the questions per se as far as what the camera is showing. But it then goes through that part of the trial. You're present for closing arguments. And in her closing arguments, Asara simply reads all of the virtues that the person on trial has violated, which is every single one of them, actually. In addition to all the Starfleet rules, regulations, all the things that have been done, literally violated the virtues of Andor. And she finally reads the final one, which is duty. As you owe duty to your clanmates, so they owe duty to you. Do not shrink your rightful labor, for in doing so, you steal from your own mouth. Years ago, when Andoria entered into the Federation, we made the Federation our clanmates. When you steal from your clanmates, you violate everything that is core to Andoria. You violate everything that's core to citizens of the Federation. And the people are here to hold you account. I ask this jury to hold you to account. And this will be the end of your reign of terror over Saltec 4. You're back on the Delamis Christian. You're awaiting a secondary Starfleet vessel to come here. You've left some personnel to man the station. You have that Vulcan as a prisoner in your brig because he was never on the planet. He is basically a Starfleet prisoner, so you have a prisoner on board. Asara has asked that you transfer the prisoners that you captured from the shuttle back down, but she feels it would be best from an evidence standpoint that you process the evidence on the Delamis Christian and then just transfer that information back to her. That's been cleared with the judge to be a valid chain of custody.
So, Lee, real quick, the one main piece of information I want to take away from the trial was who the witness said got the stolen data plants.
Yes. So the witness said Starfleet got them. They were actually given to the Vulcan you have in your brig.
Oh, then.
Yeah. So you Mr. have...
Najjar, break out the jumper cables.
No, we're not doing that. He just, he's a Starfleet guy. He doesn't do that.
He doesn't.
No, yeah. No, yet. We need Alana for that.
We're going to let the Bajoran take over on this one. I will say this.
Is that Janak?
Yes, that is correct. That is Janak who's in the brig.
He's the guy that Najjar was getting creepy vibes off of the whole time we talked, but no matter what I did, I couldn't get any information from the scene that would tell me what he was hiding or what he was up to.
You were close on a couple of occasions, but the last thing that happens is there's a scene showing Alana and Najjar locking up the prisoner. Asara asks her father if he would take some leave and stay with her and her grandfather for his last few days.
I'll see what I can do. The Ocean's sort of got a plan in mind for sticking around a little bit to investigate the leads that we did have on this planet for the investigation.
Fair enough. The last thing that happens is you get a message.
Priority one message from Starfleet coming in on secured channel.
You're taking it to my ready room.
Yep. And it is Pritchard.
Commodore.
Tobor, we have a problem.
Just one? Light day, sir.
Not as light as you'd like it. I have the coordinates of a installation that has been under attack from some sort of subspace weapon. They are requesting assistance. It was a distress signal that went band-wide. There's a Starfleet tug that's en route. I need the Delamis Christian to get there.
Of course. What can you tell me about the stolen weapon plans? Or what can you send me? And we'll study it en route.
They did not provide us any information on exactly what has happened. They just said they've been attacked.
Right. No, I understand that, sir, but I have reason to believe that this is the same weapon system that the plans were stolen, developed by Brazig. It's too much of a coincidence. So if you can get R&D to declassify enough information about that weapon system, we can study it and try and build a counter en route.
I'm working on it. Tobor, this is a trap.
Of course.
Be prepared for that.
First step in avoiding a trap is to know of its existence.
Get me whatever leads you can from Saltec 4, but get your ship there. However you need to make that happen. Take care of my ship, Captain.
I'll take care of my ship, sir.
Pritchard out.
Christian out.